Oh, there. I just thought I'd leave a quick boot after the England USA game. I'm stood outside the City Wall pub here in Rochester. It's been a pretty good day. We got down here early. We thought we'd grab a table, make sure that we had a good vantage point for the whole day. I've been parked in front of a TV all day, having a few beers, watching the football. And in the main, it's not been too bad. But the England game, which is obviously the important one. It was such a good start, wasn't it? We played so fluidly in that first 5 minutes. We got the ball down, popped it around quite nicely. Lovely team move. Emil Heskey, lovely little pass around the corner. Steven Gerrard broke through into the penalty area, outside of the boot, flicked it into the net. And everything looked rosy for England. And that's kind of how it goes if you're following. And things look good, then all of a sudden it comes around and bites you in the ass. And that's exactly what happened again. Clint Dempsey, about 35 yards out, twisted and turned and then just sort of hit a speculative shot. I don't really know what he was doing hitting it. He didn't catch it quite as he would have liked. I'm sure he would have wanted it to fly into the top corner and swerve around and give Robert Green problems. He didn't give Robert Green too many problems in terms of the movement of the ball. It went straight at him. Green completely misjudged it, fumbled it. Some shocking handling from the England keeper, and it went in the back of the net, and it was 1-1. Stunned disbelief in the pub, it just went completely quiet. And then obviously the tirade of F-words and abuse started being thrown at the telly. But overall, I think the draw was a fair result. You try and look at it impassionately as a neutral. You look at the game, you think it was probably a fair result. USA hit the post. Jozy Altidore cut inside. Jamie Carragher, who'd already been booked at that point, hit a shot on the near post. You don't expect your goalkeeper to be beaten at the near post. And Robert Green just about got a hand to it, flicks it up onto the post. He's getting a lot of praise for that from the ITV commentators, but really, he should have turned it round the post anyway. It was a misjudged save, which he got away with, I think. If that had gone in as well, if that had come off the top of his hand like it did, but if it had gone in instead of hitting the inside of the post, then I think Robert Green's international career, if it isn't already over, would definitely have been over after that. England really tried to push on after that, created a few chances. Emil Heskey probably had the best one, ran through the middle one-on-one, hit the shot cleanly enough, but it was straight at Tim Howard in the USA goal. Disappointing finish. Any striker worth his salt should have buried that. He didn't. So it's a really difficult last few minutes for England. They were just sort of passing the ball around. The urgency wasn't really there, and it was quite hard as a fan to watch it, because it was almost like, okay, we'll take the point, we'll move on. Positives, I guess Glenn Johnson at right back played quite well. He didn't have to do too much defending, but it was good going forward. Gerrard in an advanced midfield role, played well in spells. Emil Heskey played well in spells and then tired and came off and was replaced by Peter Crouch. The negatives, obviously, Robert Green in the England goal, and Sean Wright Phillips, who came on as an early sub for James Milner, who I thought was absolutely dreadful. I'm really not sure how he's even in the squad ahead of Theo Walcott. And of course, Joe Cole really should have been on there instead of him. Disappointing performance from England, but a 1-1 draw is not a disaster. We didn't lose. We're still in with a chance of winning the group. We just have to outperform the USA in our next two games. I'd say that was doable with the power we've got in the squad. So the final score was England 1, USA 1. And it's on to the next one.